Aaron News. I'm John Scott. There's a new order regarding international travelers from the Trump administration.
President Donald Trump is again banning people from countries his administration is deeming dangerous from coming to America. The travel ban is a repeat of an order of his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. This version includes Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The Republican president's first travel ban was issued in 2017. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Speaking to reporters, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says spending targets will depend on today's meeting between NATO defense ministers.
All these investments have to be financed, and that is what we will do in The Hague. So this is really a two-step approach today. The capability targets, that will inform you, give you the routing, the basis to build on, to have a strong discussion on spending, which is then rooted in the decisions we take today with the defense ministers.
NATO defense ministers are set to approve plans to buy more weapons and military equipment to better defend Europe, the Arctic, and North Atlantic. A unanimous Supreme Court has made it easier to bring lawsuits over so-called reverse discrimination, siding with an Ohio woman who claims she didn't get a job and was demoted because she's straight. The decision affects lawsuits in 20 states and the District of Columbia, where until now, courts had set a higher bar when members of a majority group, including those who were white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. On Wall Street, the Dow had 130 points, the Nasdaq adding 137. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist leaders want a repeal of gay marriage.
They will put a resolution before delegates to the summer convention in Dallas that calls on states to adopt bills that would outlaw homosexual union. Such legislation would violate the 2015 Supreme Court ruling that legalized the practice and would certainly provoke lawsuits. One of those suits might make its way to the high court, giving the justices the chance to reverse gay marriage in the same way that they did Roe v. Wade in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals that directed them to provide emergency abortions for women. The guidance was issued to hospitals by the Biden administration in 2022, weeks after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Biden officials argued that hospitals needed to provide abortions under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. That law requires emergency rooms that receive Medicare dollars to treat all patients. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Unemployment applications hit an eight-month high last week as 247,000 Americans filed for benefits, according to the Labor Department. On Friday, the government releases the jobs report for the month of May. Analysts expect the May report to show that U.S. employers added 130,000 jobs last month, down from 177,000 in April. Procter & Gamble says it expects to cut 7,000 non-manufacturing jobs as part of a two-year restructuring plan. That's roughly 15% of the Cincinnati-based company's headcount. The European Central Bank has cut the EU's benchmark interest rate by a quarter point. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve has yet to cut interest rates this year after slashing them through the end of last year. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.